The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Bitachon with helping others. Shalom and bracha. I've been speaking lately about bitachon when we need somebody else to help us interact with them. Now we're going to say the flip side of this. Bitachon, when somebody asks us for a toiva, wants to do something to together with us, how do we relate to that? So, Chaim Zalbovitz says also, when we are requested to do something, we should do it as best as we can, not just to put on a show that we want to help them when we're not really intending to help them. To be honest, if we can help them, to do it as best as we can. Come on, we're talking about if it's a thing that's requested, it's something which is really beneficial for the other person and good. Sometimes a person asks you to do something which is not good for him. If you know it's not good for him, then we don't help him. But something that the emes is good, normally, Rabbi, we have to make our best effort to help them out. And then after we talk to Hashem, then he'll give us the Seah of the Shemai to be able to do what we want to do. Very often we want to help somebody, we try, and nothing comes out of it. We'll get tzchar for that. Those are two stages. Number one is to assess the situation, is it really something good? Is it something good for the person? To do our best, and together with the Daven to Hashem, I have the feeling be talking, then he should give us the Seah of the Shemai to be Matzliach. And then if we're successful at the end, so once again, we don't give ourselves the credit. Oh, I was so great, I was so smart, I helped him out so much. But thank Hashem for giving us this opportunity to do a little bit to somebody else what we always receiving from Hashem. We know that the Sefer Talmud Torah describes how the most powerful way to be zeichet to chasod and rachmim for Hashem is for us ourselves to act with chesed and rachmim to others. Hashem sees you're doing such a fashion, so enochanami. You're living in a world of chesed, you deserve chesed. You're living in a world of din, less deserving of chesed. Unfortunately, I see sometimes people are so nitpicking with other people, and tain is always in other people, and finding fault in others, and then they have tain is also, why aren't they getting all the chasadim from Hashem? However, Hashem could give chasadim even if we don't behave, but the proper way to do it is, the more we act in the fashion of chesed and rachamim towards others, the more we show Kodesh Baruch Hu that we really care about others, then that was something that's more midas harachamim v'rotzen on us. There's another point that is part of this. Sometimes somebody asks us for a teiva, someone comes knocking on the door, and we think to ourselves, why dafka now? Such a bad time. And so it's important to realize and be talking also that everything that happens to us is guided by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Can you imagine that famous story with Hillel that he was taking the shower before Shabbos and the guy came knocking on the door and dragging him a cup? Hillel could have done what most people would have done, just thrown the guy out. What are you, crazy? What are you coming now? But Hillel realized that everything is from Hashem. It's called the Midas Anviton of Hillel. Anova is realizing I'm not running the world. That's the biggest anova. If I realize I'm not running the world, Hashem is running the world. And Mamela, everything that happens around me is also brought to me by Kodesh Baruch Hu. That emissa anova of having the right perspective of life, that I am just
Kol HaLashon,
a recipient of so much good and from Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's setting up all kinds of situations around me to benefit me, sometimes to test me, sometimes to challenge me. But it's all him. So this feeling says, why now? That type of feeling, which very, very often causes us to give the wrong reaction, does not happen. Now, that's stage number one. So why now? Okay. I'm in a state of tension. I don't have time. Someone's just asking me for a teiva. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that I have to give them the teiva now. In a chanami, if I have to be involved with my wife, my children, some other things that I have to be involved in, I can't do it now. So I'm entitled to assess the situation and realistically say that in a chanami. I'm sorry, I can't help you. But once again, we're talking about the way I react to it, to get all upset and lose myself. What is this guy bothering me when I don't want him to bother me? Well, it could be the guy, it could be a wife, it could be a child, it could be anybody. Or no, the fact that they're asking me now, mitzidam, legitimate, it's all good. Gosh Baruch send them to me. What I can do, I'll do the same my kliyos. It's an important thing in both directions. To do too little is not good, because to be self-centered and not sensitive to other people is not good. It's not a shame if a person is, quote-unquote, too good, it also is going to backfire in the end, and it's not going to be good. It's fake. It's not real. A person has to know his kliyos and use within his kliyos. Just end with a short story I heard from the Chofetz Chaim. Someone came to the Chofetz Chaim and said, that in those days, there were a lot of traveling and poor people, and they used to go to people to eat by them. They didn't have food. So the average person would, you know, cook as much as he needed, a little bit more, and take into account that the Aniyim will come, and I'll give him leftovers. He came to the Chofetz Chaim and said, I don't want to do that. Do more Mehudah. I want to have my wife prepare lavish meals for these Aniyim, and this way we'll make them really feel good, and they'll have delicious food and fresh food, not just leftovers. He's told it to Chofetz Chaim. The story goes that the Chofetz Chaim says it's not a good idea. So you're shocked. What do you mean? I want to do more mehudah, more perfect, more beautiful than everybody else. So Chofetz Chaim said it's one thing. It's better to do something in the fashion that you can sustain it for a long period of time, even though it may be a little bit less, than do it beautiful and perfect for a very short time and stop. He said if you're going to make these lavish meals, you're going to see within a few days you and your wife are not going to have koyach for it anymore. And the mele, you're going to stop doing it. If you just throw another chicken into the pot or whatever it is and have a little bit more leftovers without so much a big tircha and not too much time and money, then maybe you're right, it'll be a little bit less lavish. But they'll have what to eat and you'll be able to continue doing that throughout your life. So this is emotional for everything in life. Sometimes we want to be super tzaddikim. We start doing things in a way that wears us out, and then we lose our whole flavor in the mitzvah. It could be with chesed, it could be with tzedakah, it could be with giving advice, it could be with anything. Any mitzvah in the world it could be with. The person has to realistically assess, how can you do it in a way that will be pleasant? And echanami, we should push ourselves to a certain degree, but not past the point that we feel worn out from it and just getting us more upset than anything else. And we do it in such a fashion, then Elchanami, at times we'll have to tell people, I'm sorry, I'm not available, I can't help, I don't have the ability to help, whatever else, and say a nice word to the person. But we're going to be doing it in a way that we'll be able to sustain it. And like I said, this is no gift to people outside the family, also within the family. A person needs a certain amount of time for himself. That's also legitimate. But do it in a way that, when he's interacting with his family, in a way that everybody will understand that his primary interest is really to care for everybody around him. And the reason why he's not always available is just to make it more sustainable and more pleasant for everybody. Called to.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.